What is the meaning of the phrase Kabbalas Shabbos? Well, that's going to be our focus for this week and next week's episodes. On the one hand, the word Kabbalas Shabbos means to accept Shabbos, as if to say, Ani mekabel al atzmi, I accept upon myself. It's the onset, it's the beginning of the sanctity of Shabbos. On the other hand, Kabbalas Shabbos also means lekabel pnei, hakbalas pnei, greeting, welcoming. Today we're going to focus on the first definition, the onset of Shabbos, the acceptance of Shabbos, and next week we'll focus on what it means and how we greet the Shabbos. And we'll connect these two in light of what we spoke about last week of Tosefa Shabbos, of adding to Shabbos. One way of thinking about the question of what creates the onset of Shabbos, what does it mean technically, legally, that I have accepted upon myself the beginning of Shabbos, revolves around a question which is debated between the Gaonim and the Rishonim, quoted by the Tur in Siman Reish Samach Gimel 263 in Or HaChaim. When a person approaches Shabbos on Chanukah, on Friday afternoon, do you light first the Chanukah candles or the Shabbos candles? The Tur quotes two opinions. The opinion of the Bahag from the Gaonim, that first you have to light the Chanukah candles. And then he quotes the opinion of Tosfos, and the Prisha points out on the bottom, we're not sure where this Tosfos is exactly, but Tosfos disagrees and he says, nah, you can light Shabbos candles first. What are they arguing about? According to the Bahag, the moment that a person lights their Shabbos candles, that instantly creates the sanctity of Shabbos, that is the equivalent of Kabbalah Shabbos. Whereas Tosfos says, not necessarily. The Beis Yosef of Yosef Karo in his commentary on the Tur, he points out that there's a further machlokas, whether a person can create a tanai, a condition, and say, I'm going to light my candles on condition that I don't accept Shabbos until later. One practical expression of this is the issue that some have when they light their candles and are left holding a match afterwards. According to the Bahag, and this is the practice of some, you have to just drop the match or leave it there, obviously in a safe place, in a safe way, that it should burn out on its own, because if you wave the match and blow it out, that's a violation of the malacha of machabe, of extinguishing. However, if you assume that the lighting of the candles itself isn't the onset of Shabbos, or you can make a tanai, or there is a condition that you think in your mind that you're not going to accept Shabbos until afterwards, you can blow out the candle that you use to light the Shabbos candles and then accept Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, and many are lenient not to assume like the Bahag, to assume like Tosfos, and to assume that you can also make a condition. So oftentimes, people who are lighting candles on Friday afternoon, they will light candles with a condition and then drive to wherever they're going for Shabbos in time to add the Tosefa Shabbos, the addition to Shabbos at the beginning. However, there's one exception to this, and that is when a person recites the bracha of Shehecheyanu. You can't make a condition on the bracha of Shehecheyanu, which is about heralding the festive, celebratory onset of this new Kedushas Hayom. And therefore, what happens very often is that on Leil Yom HaKippurim, a person will light their Yom Kippur candles, Lahadlik Ner Yom HaKippurim, and recite Shehecheyanu. And after that, they have to walk to shul if they're going to daven in shul and kol nidre. How is that different, and why is that different than every other Shabbos and Yontif? Because usually, on Shabbos and Yontif, if you have a Shehecheyanu, we wait to recite that Shehecheyanu until we say Kiddush, so you can say the Shehecheyanu on the celebratory cup of wine, on a kos shel bracha. However, on Yom Kippur, when there is no kos shel bracha, because there's no Kiddush, so most people, when they light Shabbos candles on Yom Kippur, when they light candles, that's when they're going to recite the Shehecheyanu. Hence, when you recite Shehecheyanu, you can't make a condition, and you have to walk to shul after that. Let's say you're not accepting Shabbos when you light candles. So when does Shabbos begin? So the Shulchan Aruch says that they used to have a practice that they would sing Mizmar Shir. So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel says that once you sing Mizmar Shir, so that is like Baruch Hu, that's the beginning of Mariv, and that's the beginning of Shabbos. However, the Darki Moshe, the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserles from Krakow, from the 17th century, in his commentary on the side of the Beis Yosef, on the side of the Tur, he says, nah, we didn't have this practice to sing Mizmar Shir, and therefore, it depends on Baruch Hu. Well, what's the Nafka Mina, whether it's following Baruch Hu or following Mizmar Shir? Well, one practical ramification of this, similar to the question about whether or not accepting Shabbos when you light candles, is the question of when you can still daven mincha on Friday afternoon. If a person already accepted upon themselves Shabbos, does it make sense to think that they could still recite the tefillah of the mincha from Friday, from Erev Shabbos? So part of this will depend on the issue that we discussed in last week's episode about the nature of Tosefes Shabbos, whether it's the onset, where it's actual Kedusha of Shabbos in its fullness which begins, or no, it's just a stringency for Malacha. But the Shulchan Aruch rules, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that it is not appropriate to daven Mincha after you lit candles and were Mekabel Shabbos, or after you recited Baruch Hu. However, it's important to note the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, who quotes from many Latter-day Achronim, that there are those who are lenient when it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos at lighting candles, that a woman could still daven mincha afterwards, and especially because in many of our shuls there are multiple minyanim, or in the city there are multiple minyanim, even if a person comes to shul and they hear the tzibur, the community, is saying Baruch Hu, and they answer Baruch Hu, they could still step outside, daven mincha, and come back and daven Maariv. Well, how do we feel? How are we meant to approach this moment of Kabbalah Shabbos? Whether it's Mizmor Shir, whether it's Baruch Hu, whether it's lighting the candles? Well, we get two different perspectives from two statements. On the one hand, the Gemara describes in Shabbos, in Daf Kuf Yud Tesamid Beis, that the Amoraim, they would prepare for Shabbos, they would enhance their Erev Shabbos experience of Kavod Shabbos, of preparing for Shabbos, in several ways. Rabbi Chanina, he would wrap himself, Rabbi Chanina would, and he would stand and wait on Friday afternoon in the evening, approaching Shabbos. Amar, he said, Bo v'netze likras Shabbos hamalka, to greet the Shabbos queen. And just like that, Rabbi Yanai, similarly, he would wear a special garment. He would say, Bo kala, boi kala. We greet the Shabbos as a queen. And there are midrashim to this effect as well, beautiful images of Shabbos as the queen, as the bride. However, if you look in the Rambam describes a person's preparation on Friday afternoon, that the person washes and wraps themselves. V'yoshev, he says, b'kovid rosh, with solemnity, with seriousness, miyachel lahakbolas p'nei ha-shechina, preparing, anticipating to receive the Shechina, k'mo shu yotze likras melech. Likras HaMelech, the king, not the Malka, not the queen, not the bride. And aren't those two very different affects? Imagine a chassan, a groom, who is stepping out from under the chuppah to walk toward, to greet his kala, his bride, who's walking toward him down the aisle. There's a feeling of love, of affection, of attraction, of excitement. When a person approaches the Melech, waits for the king, there's an element of trembling, of Yira, of Ra'ada. How do we resolve these two? How do we accept upon ourselves Shabbos? So there's a beautiful explanation and teaching in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Polonia, the great tzaddik, the great disciple of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Because the pasuk describes in Parshas Bechukosai that one of the blessings Hashem will shower on us is V'hisalachti besochechem, I will walk among you, V'hayisi lachem lelokim, I will be for you a God. And Rashi quotes a medrash that what Hashem is telling us is, guess what? I will walk with you in Gan Eden. Just like one of you. And you won't be shuddering and shaking and trembling from the presence of the Almighty walking together with us. So the Gemara says, the medrash says, you won't be afraid? No, there will still be the awe of Hashem being our God. So the Toldos says, how do we understand this? It's Soser. If there's Yira, so of course there's Mizdazeya. So he quotes a Gemara in Brachos based on a Pasuk in Tehillim with an insight of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem beYira, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with awe, V'gilu b'ra'ada, and have joy with trembling. B'makom Gila, says the Gemara in Brachos, when the place where there is joy, Shem Tei Ra'ada, there should also be, that's where there is trembling. Says the Baal Shem, that it's true in a physical realm, in our world, physically, begashmi, makam sheish yira ein gila, where there is fear, there is no joy. Uba makam gila, when there is joy, ein yira. However, ba'avodas Hashem, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our spiritual identity, our service of Hashem, yizbarach of God Himself, it's possible, limtzo b'makam yira yesh ava. The Chiddush of the Medrash, says the Toldos, is that in the realm of Gan Eden, there is the potential for there to be both HaKadosh Baruch Hu walking with us, spatzering with us, so to speak, walking, taking a stroll, and at the same time, not to have Zazua, To have Yira, but also Simcha. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch describes that we should approach Shabbos with Lismoach Likras HaMelech, with a Simcha of approaching the King. Because on Shabbos, when we have a spiritual identity, when the Kedusha of Shabbos descends on us, when we are Mekabel the Shabbos, when we accept Shabbos, we're in this realm of Gan Eden, this realm of spirituality. And in that realm, there's no contradiction. There's a synthesis. There is this incredible mixture, this simultaneous feeling of both Simcha, of Gila, and Ra'ada, and Yira, approaching the Shabbos both as the beloved Malka, the Queen, but also with a great reverence of Shabbos as the Melech, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in both ways.